This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
This Saturday, Lexington constituents plan to hold a town hall meeting to air concerns about the direction of the state and the nation, even if invited lawmakers don't show. It's part of a larger pattern of protest across the country. The question going forward, do the often raucous town halls seen in recent weeks signal the start of a movement? Josh James has the story.
In the wake of Republican victories on the state and federal level, Kentucky town halls have, like many others, suddenly become less friendly territory for legislators used to quietly addressing polite, largely sympathetic audiences. Exhibit A, this now famous clip of a woman berating Senator Mitch McConnell in Lawrenceburg.
The veterans are broken down. They're not getting what they need. If you can answer any of that, I'll sit down and shut up like Elizabeth Warren.
Or try this clip of 6th District Congressman Andy Barr on the receiving end of jeers as he tries to explain the GOP plan to replace the Affordable Care Act in Mount Sterling.
That we tried Washington controlling your health care. Now we want you to control your own health care.
Seated in that audience was Richard Young, who says the meeting sparked impromptu discussions between a dozen or so attendees about the lack of post-election town halls in the Commonwealth's second largest city.
And we were very frustrated that we all had to get up at, 6:30 in the morning for an 8 a.m. town hall in Mount Sterling. And that's great. He should have a town hall in Mount Sterling. But we were frustrated that there wasn't one that was more accessible to Lexington. And none of us really knew each other. We were just all kind of grumbling afterwards. And so we decided to organize one ourselves.
The town hall style event at the Kentucky Theater has been dubbed Empty Suits. Young helped hand-deliver invitations to the offices of Barr and McConnell, along with Senator Rand Paul, but he hasn't heard back from any of them. Were they to show, Young says they might hear from around 800 interested constituents about health care, President Trump's budget, and the EPA, and Young says it's the lawmakers' job to hear them out.
The actions that they are a part of are causing these reactions. They're not just coming out of nowhere.
But Republicans remain skeptical of the forces behind such events, often branding them as party-driven. Trey Watson with the Republican Party of Kentucky sees Democrats' fingerprints on the demonstrations.
They're retweeting and helping push folks at these events. You look at people who are helping put them together. It's people like Nancy Jo Kemper who lost elections badly. These are purely partisan individuals who are bitter about electoral losses. It has nothing to do with some sort of movement. They're representing a fringe minority opinion of policy issues.
While Young acknowledges those decisive GOP election returns, he doesn't recognize Watson's characterization of the backlash.
It ranges from people that are very, very progressive to disaffected Republicans, and who this is the only election in their entire lifetime that they did not vote for a Republican.
Then there's the tenor of the town halls, which Watson and other Republicans say isn't productive.
These folks that are putting on these events, in many cases, did attend, but they didn't want to participate in a discussion. They wanted to disrupt and to stop people who were there to take part in an open and interactive discussion with the members.
The result can be a bit of a Rorschach test, with some Republicans detecting sour grapes where activists see genuine anger and distress. Emotions Young hopes will spur greater involvement in day-to-day decision-making at the local level.
That passion for what's happening within our government is something that we should have had for a very long time. And I think we have at moments of crisis. And for a lot of people, this feels like one of those.
For 91.3 WUKY, I'm Josh James reporting.